Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Luis Schiavone. President Trump took reporters' questions at the White House this morning. The topic, his questions about the activities of his political rival's son in Ukraine.
If you look and you read our Constitution and many other things, I have an obligation to look at corruption. I have an actual obligation and a duty.
He was en route to visit wounded soldiers at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The U.S. Supreme Court plans to hear arguments later in the term, testing a Louisiana abortion law. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, state officials concede it's identical to a Texas law that was struck down.
Like the Texas law, Louisiana statute requires all doctors who perform abortions at clinics to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. 3 years ago, the court said that provision was unnecessary because staff at nearby hospitals routinely take care of patients in the event of complications. The court said then that the admitting privileges requirement imposed a substantial burden on a woman's right to abortion. But Justice Anthony Kennedy, who cast the deciding fifth vote in the Texas case, has now retired, replaced by Trump appointee Brett Kavanaugh, who's already indicated his willingness to undermine or discard the 2016 decision. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy gained 136,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The job gains were just about what most economists were predicting. With the revisions from prior months, the past 3 months averaged about 157,000 job gains. That's a definite slowdown from the about 200,000 jobs a month the economy was gaining in recent years. A slowdown in manufacturing in the U.S. has some economists worried that if that spreads to other parts of the economy, we could be seeing the early signs of recession. Manufacturing lost 2,000 jobs last month. The retail sector also lost jobs, but healthcare and business services saw job gains. Wage growth was flat from the month before. So overall, this latest report suggests that the economy is still at least slowly chugging ahead, with job growth not great, but not bad either, given how low the unemployment rate is. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Anti-government protests continued in Iraq today, where more than 40 people have been killed this week. NPR's Ruth Sherlock has details.
Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi said that there are no magic bullet solutions to protesters' demands and appealed for more time to implement reforms. But the protests continue. Thousands have taken to the streets in the capital Baghdad and other cities in Iraq to demonstrate against what they see as endemic corruption, unemployment and poor government services. Protesters and some police have been killed in the clashes.
NPR's Ruth Sherlock. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 233 points, the Nasdaq up 75. This is NPR News. President Trump announced this morning that he's officially granted Polish admission to a U.S. visa waiver program. The program allows citizens of participating countries to travel to the United States for up to 90 days without a visa. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is stepping up its warnings about vaping as cases of lung injury top 1,000 across the U.S. NPR's Allison Aubrey says the CDC advises against electronic cigarettes, especially those with THC.
There are still new cases of lung injuries being reported. So far, there are 18 confirmed deaths and more under investigation. Most patients say they've used THC products. That's the psychoactive component of cannabis. Many have reported buying these products off the street or from other unregulated sources. The CDC's Ann Schuchat says it's hard to know what you're getting when you buy these products.
We are worried that there's plenty of risky products still out there. And that's one of the reasons that we have intensified our warnings.
She says these injuries are serious and could lead to long-term damage. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
After 3 years of nurturing, a bouquet of tulips has sprouted in the gardens of the Champs-Élysées in Paris. It's the work of New York pop artist Jeff Koons and a tribute to the victims of terror attacks that rocked France in 2015 and 2016. The 41-foot sculpture, fashioned from polychromed bronze, stainless steel, and aluminum, portrays a hand clasping a bouquet of balloon-like tulips. I'm Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.